Each plan has different rules. For example, a Humana plan in Illinois will only discount your premium by $35, not the $148 that the TV ads are talking about. So don't watch TV. Listen to this radio station.
Well, bless your heart for that. But these TV ads, in no disrespect, can be very misleading for the folks that really need the important information to take care of themselves.
They can, because they're national ads. They're not meant to be what's in Terre Haute, what's in Paris.
It's time for another edition of Valley Health Check with Horizon Health. You know why? You can go to MyMixFM.com and you can see scrolling segments of important information for you and your family, and it's absolutely free, convenient. Listen, at any convenient time you choose, MyMixFM.com. And of course, with Horizon Health, we have Aaron with us today. Aaron Frank, how you doing?
Good. Good morning, Kevin.
Now, we have a guest here that I really got so much out of our last podcast as we talked about Medicare, but we're going to take a different direction, but still talk. So why don't you let the folks know who we're chatting with today?
Yeah, today I brought with me Keith Lightson. He's the president and owner of Managed Care Partners. He's been in this field for about 40 years. The big note I want to make today is that Keith does not work for Medicare. He does not work for commercial insurance plans, and he does not work for Horizon Health or any other organization. So he is the mecca as far as the non-biased third party. Right?
It's like he's got his own mobile kiosk.
Uh-huh. He's and just, theme music.
And theme music as well. What's that sound? Oh, that's Keith coming. Yeah. Hey, we want to encourage you, speaking of the podcast, we had a great conversation, and Keith broke down some incredible information on Medicare, the ABCs of Medicare. We encourage you to listen to that podcast. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk more about some things you need to know when enrolling in Medicare. Is that correct?
This is going to be my favorite, right? Because this is going to be Keith's top five secrets.
Ooh.
No, I don't know what to call it. I don't know what to call it.
Gucci, though. I like that.
Maybe not secret. top five things to pay attention to, or stop,
there
top
you go.
Five
I like
things
that.
To be aware of. I don't. We should have planned that better.
Though the secrets are kind of enthralling. I don't know.
There's a trick to everything, right?
That's right. Well, Keith, what are some of the things that you need to know?
First of all, as we talked about in the first session, we want to make sure that people go to Medicare.gov. Make sure you have a username and a password so that you can look at your information. Guess what, folks? It's all there. Everything about you is on this Medicare site. If you've done any medical care, your claims are there, your doctor list is there. Basically, everything and anything about you and Medicare is on Medicare.gov.
Probably more in-depth than you thought.
It is a rabbit hole. Yes.
Okay.
If you want to get lost for an afternoon, you can.
You
very
can.
Easily.
But recommended to do so in a timely fashion, because it'll be
in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a good way.
Correct. And right now is the most important time to do that, because it's open enrollment. Every year at this time, October 15th through December 7th, is the annual open enrollment for Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. So it's very important that people look at the material they've received from their companies, know what that says, go to the Medicare site so that they can compare different items. We're going to talk about some specific things to be aware of, and that's what we want to talk about with these, quote, secrets that we're going to go over.
Well, and one thing I think we do want to say is we are not covering basic 101 in this podcast. So it might sound like we're a little bit jumping around, but I think if you go back and listen to our other one that we've done,
You can piece it together,
right? That's where we gave you kind of a lay of the land.
There you go.
This one's the tips and tricks, the secrets, that might kind of jump around, right? Is
Correct.
That fair to say?
Yeah, that's actually a very good way to put it. Okay. So now I guess, Keith, tell us your secrets.
All right. Well, secret number one is Medicare.gov, because that way everybody can see right in front of you all the options that are available, whether it's Medicare Advantage or whether you're looking for a standalone prescription drug plan. There are 23 standalone prescription drug plans from various payers: Humana, Aetna, Express Scripts, Silver Script. There's all sorts of different names out there. Those plans are contracted through Medicare. So it's not like it's a fly-by-night situation. It's not. What you really want, and here's a second item, what you want to be aware of are what they call star ratings. Star ratings are an evaluation by physicians, pharmacists, you and me, hospitals, all of the people that make up healthcare that determine a star rating for that plan, not the insurance company. That plan specific.
That is important. Mm-hmm. Those are all the right folks you want to hear this from.
Correct.
Well, not only that, but I think we have brand recognition, right?
Agreed.
there's something really valuable about I know that blank is a great brand of insurance, but that doesn't mean that all their individual products are created equal.
Exactly. You know, another secret, it doesn't mean the most expensive is the best.
Sure.
Conversely, it also doesn't mean the least expensive is the best, okay?
Right.
You have to look at, especially on prescription drugs, what prescriptions am I taking? Are they all generic? Because there's five tiers to the drug plans. So you have a generic. Then you have tier two, which is a non-preferred generic.
Okay.
Then you have tier three, which is preferred name brand. Then you have tier four, name brand non-preferred. Then you go to the fifth, which is specialty drugs. So, okay, you want to talk about a secret? There's a secret. How do I determine, based on the medications I take, what's that cost? I can't do that unless I go to Medicare.gov, because then I can compare three plans at once and then take another three plans, or save one and take two more, and I can compare dollar for dollar how does that prescription work.
Well, and we talked about the fact that Keith's given me a little bit of a crash course in this, just enough to be able to help market the services that we're providing by giving this education. And the thing that I was impressed by is when Keith says go to Medicare.gov and compare these things, it even lets you type in your prescriptions. I mean, it's got that level of customization.
Oh, wow.
Well, you remember,
that's why it's so valuable.
Yeah.
Remember I said all your information is there? Your prescriptions, if you are coming into there for the first time, first logging in, you go to do the prescription question and you say yes. The next screen that pops up is your prescriptions. And all you have to do is verify, and then it populates for you. So it's not like you're taking your bottle and typing it in. Now, if you're missing one, okay, you're going to have to go through those steps. But again, the starting point is it's there. So again, another secret, it's already there for you. Don't be afraid of it. So again, one of the key factors when you're looking at Medicare.gov is I want to buy a supplement. I don't want Medicare Advantage. So I'm going to buy a supplement. I still have to purchase a Part D or a Medicare Plan D prescription drug plan, standalone. The key, again, there's 23 of them out there. They range from $7 a month to $200 a month. What's the difference? Why do I need them? Well, I have a lot of people turning 65 that don't take any medication. It's a lot cheaper to buy it now than have something happen later.
And you just really need to get all this together. And if you need help, that's why, download this podcast. There's your helping hand. Well, I'm looking at this, and this sounds very dramatic. Part D late enrollment penalty. That seems severe. Well, anything that says penalty.
Yeah. Well, and that's meant to be, because a penalty is just that. It doesn't go away. Which means if at age 65 I choose not to buy a standalone plan, then somewhere down the road I get expensive medications prescribed. I need a Plan D to help me pay for those. Well, if I'm going to do that, then the government says, okay, you didn't do what you were supposed to do originally. We're now going to penalize you.
There's where it comes in.
1% of the average cost nationwide of the prescription plan cost, which is $33.06 today. So easy math, all right? I didn't do it for 31 months. So 31 times 1% times the 33.06, cut to the chase, comes out to $10.30 penalty per month.
On top of the fact that you have to buy something now.
On top of the fact, whether you
buy... Happy retirement!
Exactly. Whether you buy a $7 plan or whether you buy a $125 plan, I'm going to tack that on. And next year, it's going to go up because that 1% didn't change. But do you think my average price across the nation is going to change?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the one where I inserted the mind blown emoji.
Yeah, I know.
And it was just saying, I mean, really, if it's going to be like that, you almost have to look at it as buying Plan D from the get-go is mandatory.
Well,
right?
It is.
I mean,
compare it to auto insurance. I don't buy auto insurance as a rule to protect me, although it does from a liability standpoint.
Right.
But I buy it because I can't replace my car tomorrow. Okay. So prescriptions, in that sense, I don't know what's coming 5 years from now, or 2 years from now, 6 months from now. So if suddenly the doctor says, you have this, and it's now $400 a month for that prescription, you better have some help.
It's a great way to look at it.
I can see people being overwhelmed by this, though.
Yeah.
Not knowing the ins and outs and just haphazardly going into this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I was like, Grandpa, come on, we need to step back.
Well, and
let's go to the website. Let's go through this.
Just to put it in context, I have a friend actually that her husband actually is experiencing this. He didn't fully, I guess, know to do it or whatever. And now they, for forever, have that penalty tacked onto their prescription drug plan per
month. And it can be avoided as long as you know.
It can be avoided literally. I mean, $7 a month. Come on, folks. I think all of us can still afford $7 a month.
Right.
All right. Now, if you're Medicaid eligible, that's a different story. Medicaid's going to pay that plan cost for you, so you don't have to worry about it. So, again, you just have to do your research. What's available for you?
I think that's a good segue into your next tip or secret or whatever we're calling them.
I'm sorry.
What Aaron is referencing is a lovely new item this year that is now coming to the Midwest. It was on the East Coast for the last couple of years. It is called the Medicare Advantage Part B Reduction. Now, what does that mean?
That's a long sentence.
It's a long sentence. What that means is there are certain plans by Medicare Advantage, by certain companies, in certain counties. Notice how I keep narrowing this. That will give you a reduction on your Part B premium. Now, we didn't talk about that in the first session or this session. Anyone who enrolls in Medicare A and B, remember, we don't pay for A because we've already paid for it in our 40 years of work. Part B, you have to pay a premium to the government, $148.50 currently. This reduction plan will then reduce that amount, but each plan has different rules. For example, a Humana plan in Illinois will only discount your premium by $35, not the $148 that the TV ads are talking about. So don't watch TV. Listen to this radio station.
Well, bless your heart for that. But these TV ads, in no disrespect, can be very misleading for the folks that really need the important information to take care of themselves.
They can, because they're national ads. They're not meant to be what's in Terre Haute, what's in Paris.
Right.
Okay. So you, again, I get this question daily. I want this plan. Well, I'm sorry, it's not in XYZ County. You don't have it available to you, okay? And oh, by the way, even if you do, it's more expensive than this, and it doesn't have this, this, this. So again, you have to do the comparison. Is it right for you?
And then obviously geography is a big factor in all this, correct?
Correct. Correct. Now, I think we did a little bit of a shift there too. We were talking about the drug stuff, so that had us in plan part. Which one is it, Keith?
Part D.
Part. It had us in Part D, and then we switched over to Part B for the last bit of our conversation. So let's back up a little and redefine B. B is, this is like an Aaron test through this whole thing.
Okay.
B, what did she learn? Yeah. B is outpatient services, right?
Correct.
So your general going to see your doctor, not hospital stays.
Right. Original Medicare, created in 1965, was just two parts. A, hospital. B, outpatient. Okay?
Yep.
Then in the 2000s, we came out with Medicare Advantage. And then in 2006, we came out with Part D, which was the drug plan. So the Part B is what you pay for when you enroll at age 65. And that's what you can get a reduction on. Maybe. Maybe.
Got it.
Is the key word.
That's good. That's a good breakdown. And you learned something, Aaron.
That's what that proves, right?
Well, there.
She's so smart.
Keith's been kind of mentoring me here, and I feel like this is my proctored exam.
Hey, he's doing a great job, and so are you.
Thank you. Okay, one, two, are we to three?
We're on the one other geographic item.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so geography, that's important, very important.
It is, because a lot of times when we retire, we like to travel. Some people have a home in another state.
Oh, most definitely. Winter home. You know, hey, we're going to Florida. It's winter around here in the Midwest.
Correct. Yeah. Or Arizona or Vegas or wherever. Okay. Here's the problem. Remember, we talk about Medicare Advantage being a preferred provider organization or an HMO, health health maintenance organization. Well, HMO is in-network only. Your providers have to be participating. HMO is very geographic. It's your county. So if you're suddenly staying in Florida for 6 months, do you have coverage? Emergency only.
Oh, wow.
Now, there's a new program. Here's Aaron's secret again. There's a new program called I call it Mother May I. Mother May I means you call your insurance company and you explain to them, I'm going to live in Naples, Florida for the next 6 months, and then I'm coming back to Illinois or back to Terre Haute. That insurance company, if they have a sister program, another HMO Medicare Advantage type product, they may,
that's or a key may word
not,
there.
Yes, grant you an exception to have routine doctor coverage, which means you're going to have to get a doctor down there, just like you have a doctor up here. So now you got to assign a PCP. That's why a lot of times there's no coverage.
I wouldn't have thought of that. I have to be completely honest with you. And just the thought of maybe, you know, an uncle, a mom or dad going off to Florida for 6 months and then finding out that they are not taken care of. Oh, wow. Right.
And a lot of times people, you know, if they're lucky enough that all they're doing is getting their prescriptions by mail order,
then they're,
they don't even know it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't hurt to ask to see if that can work for you in another state and county.
Absolutely.
And I've commonly heard throughout the years, it's kind of genre speak, I guess, working in healthcare, but traditional Medicare travels well. Mm-hmm. And it's just something you hear over time.
Right.
And I didn't actually ever really know exactly what that meant.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of the root of this conversation, right? It's traditional Medicare travels well. So it's less geography based than a Medicare Advantage plan would
right.
be.
So again, you have to, there's kind of piggybacking on that. Medicare, I always use the example of the old Fram oil filter commercial. Pay me now or pay me later. Medicare is a pay me now. You pay a premium every month, okay?
Right.
You have coverage. Doesn't matter what state, okay? You just have to have a doctor or a hospital that accepts Medicare, which are 99% of everybody.
Right.
Okay? But Medicare Advantage is pay me now. Okay, pay me later. I got to pay a copay. I may or may not have coverage out of state. You know, I may have authorizations that get in my way. I have participation that can get in the way. So these are kind of what Aaron was talking about the secrets. It's not so much that they're secret, it's just that people don't necessarily think about it.
Like the sister plans. I would have never thought about that.
Correct.
So it's not a secret anymore, Aaron. Everybody knows. We hope they know.
Is that
we
good?
Hope they listen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as we've talked about some things to be aware of, what are my must ask questions if I'm going to buy my plan? If I'm going to sign up, if I'm going to enroll, the must ask questions that we need to make sure that I'm going to get the best coverage for me.
Great points. And here you go. Get a pen and paper, write these down. First and foremost, are my doctors participating? Not accepting, participating. Participating means there's a contractual agreement in place. So are they participating in the plan I want to purchase? Are my hospitals, because not every hospital is contracted with Medicare Advantage. So you want to be very careful of that. Again, we just said 99% of all hospitals are in Medicare, not necessarily Medicare Advantage. So there's two very important things. Third item is, what's my health? If I'm generally healthy and I can reduce my cost, Medicare Advantage might be great. But if I tend to go to the hospital a lot, or I tend to have some really bad chronic conditions, or you know that type of thing, okay, maybe I need to have a hip surgery this year, then Medicare Advantage might not be what you want to look at. So what's my health? How healthy am I? And then lastly, what medications am I on? Are they generic? Are they expensive? How does that work? And again, Medicare.gov. Easiest way to be able to compare, to determine, to analyze, however you want to say it, but it's the most important thing today. Going there, going to the podcast from the radio station, from the hospital, what can I educate myself with?
And I think that is the key word, is education. And of course, Medicare.gov is going to be very, very helpful to you as well. And of course, these podcasts, I know I learned a whole lot just listening to you, Keith. We sure do appreciate that. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you guys want to touch on?
I think that's it. The value of getting on Medicare.gov early enough, right, that you have some time to study up. I thought it was interesting Keith brought up maybe keeping some of that mail. You know, maybe it sounds to me like you wouldn't want to look at any one of those at a time and make a judgment call, but maybe you want to put them in a pile to look at collectively.
And browse through them all.
Right.
Correct. It's almost like research. Go to the website. The more you know, the better you're going to be.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have an education background, so I'm always about how can I find out more? What else can I learn?
The other thing, I don't know that we've said blatantly, but the fact that this does change from year to year.
Absolutely. You as a member are going to receive a packet around the 1st of October, 1st of September in some cases, that tells you what's going to happen. You know, it's amazing how many people I talk to say, I never got that.
I threw it away, didn't even know.
Exactly. You know, they just thought it was another piece of junk mail.
Yeah.
Open your mail first, please. Make sure what it is before you throw it away.
Could be something pretty important.
So not only the details of your existing plan are going to change from year to year, probably, but the availability of plans to purchase also changes year to year.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, we're going to see a lot of changes in Medicare and Medicare Advantage over the next 10 years. And it's just an annual process. You have to be aware of it.
That's incredible. Keith, thank you so much. We're going to have a link for you right below the podcast where you can click on it, get some more info with Keith and some other stuff with Horizon Health as well. Hey, be sure and check back. There's great podcasts just like this and a variety of different topics. MyMixFM.com. Horizon Health, we want to thank them for being a part of this podcast. And of course, MyHorizonHealth.org. Aaron, Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Appreciate your time.